If you're sitting there worried about, is it your woman that's choosing? Then it probably is. Yeah. You know, if you're sitting there thinking about it.
If you got to think about it, bro.
Yeah, if you got to think about it.
Come on, man.
The jig is up, man.
What's up, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the jig is up.
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she said he's shaking, he just cracks a smile.
That gotta be Jerdy.
That nigga be hitting that note.
That was motherfucker. That was Jerdy. That was white man mode right
there.
That's
Jerdy, bro.
I took it there.
That was Jerdy. Yeah,
come on, man. I had to go there.
That was Michael Bolton.
That Michael Bolton type.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Come on, man. George Michael type. No homo. I had to take it there, boy.
Yeah,
sure. You know what I'm saying? Three of them, man. Had to
episode 32, man.
32, we're coming to.
Back at it again.
Come on,
everybody,
man.
Got my dog back, man.
Mac in Mac, the building. Mac. We back.
Jackson
we
back. Properties,
don't get
man.
It fucked up or miss the screw.
Jackson Properties.
Don't do that. Jackson Properties on Instagram, YouTube, all the above. And since we're speaking of all the different social media platforms,
yeah.
Y'all know the motherfucking routine, man. Listen, make sure y'all follow Top of the Mook Podcast Clips on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Click that link below. Make sure you follow my dog, Mr. Organic, on Instagram. My dog, Mac, on Instagram. Jackson Properties. And then me on Instagram as well. And just as y'all tapping in with everything, make sure y'all go over there. Me and my wife's YouTube channel, Love and Slim, on Instagram and YouTube as well.
Love and Slim, go subscribe.
And we also got Top of the Mook Podcast on Spotify and all the other platforms. So make sure you follow it on TikTok and Instagram as well. All the information is in the description below.
Yes, sir.
And we got products all on the table too.
We got products, man. If you want to, you know, bring your particular product or a partnership situation this way, hey, we're willing to go ahead and compromise with you. That's and bless y'all with this organic understanding. So anybody out there, company, energy drinks, water drinks, whatever it is, hit us up. We got product placement for you guys. And anybody that want promotion from your particular business or whatever you need, services, we got you. Credit cleaning people, all you tax motherfuckers, anybody, man, we got it for you, man. Come on, man. We get you right, man. Business, whatever. Real estate, whatever you need, baby. We're going to get you right. Come on.
Or if y'all got other podcasts, or y'all want to promote your music.
Clothing line. Whatever.
Yeah, or you want to do some product placement, get it on the wall, get it on the table, and then have it stay there for the duration of X amount of videos, all work through business. You know what I'm saying? We can do all that too. So make sure y'all email at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. DM me directly at Mr. Organic on Instagram. All the links below in the description.
Yep.
And make sure you hit that membership button if you can, because all these vlogs and podcasts we're putting up do not really monetize at all. Like, everyone we put up lately been all demonetized. So help support the channel, help support the campaign so we go bigger and better. And we already spent a lot to build it where it is, but we can go bigger and better with more contributions. We're here for you guys. So support the campaign so we can maintain and keep growing. You hit me?
100%. But it's episode 32, man. And as promised, we got my dog Mac in the building, man. We got to talk about some of them LA stories, man.
Back at it again, man.
Back to back.
100%. But before we flipped the cameras on and we was rolling all that, and Fareed and DC was gone for 3 hours eating food and shit while we were here.
Oh, yeah, greedy, my man.
But shout out DC, the composer. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram and Fareed as well.
Yeah, sure.
All the information down there, too, man. So make sure y'all tap in.
Do that.
Tap in.
When they was gone, though, we were sitting there talking about just this journey that we'd have been on. Right, yeah, and I think no matter how much we talk about like our journey and what niggas have been through, you know what I'm saying, like there's always something that we forgot to mention, because we went through so much monumental shit. And I was just telling DC, our whole lives, our movies, even, this was before YouTube, so during YouTube there's been so many monumental historical moments that we didn't just kind of been jaded to or forgot about, because we've been grinding this entirety of this time.
Right.
So it's like some things just get lost in the haystack of, you know what I'm saying, some shit. So one of the things that we were talking about was when we first moved to LA, and me in particular, when I first moved to LA, it did, you know, 3 was on its transition to coming to LA. That's something else we got to talk about too, boy, with you. When you,
most definitely.
When
my first month here, for that month stay with you and all that, sleep on the couch.
No, hell no, not all that, bro. I'm talking about before.
Getting pussy on the couch.
You was definitely getting pussy on the couch, bro.
Damn! Know what motherfuckers forget too? This is what I forget about the Randy's Donut story, right? That I always did, because people always ask me, okay,
that was Inglewood.
Yeah,
I was in the hood. Man,
shout out to
the man. I was in the hood. But go ahead.
But I always forget to tell. It's another dynamic part of that story that I always forget. You know what I'm saying? Because I am the
the God.
So what I always forget to add at the end of that is that, yeah, I did get the donut the next morning. We ate it. But yeah, I fucked pussy that night, too. Remember that with the
you
dog?
You did fuck pussy that
yeah,
night.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Three of them, boy. Yes, I'm a bad man.
He lost my life.
Damn, black man.
You got to understand, the wound on his head was still healing.
It was bleeding.
Yeah, still bleeding from the top.
The pillowcase was bleeding, but I was in that pussy, though, still.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, I forgot.
Yeah, what was the shit you put in your head?
I put some coffee grounds. I washed it on MacGyver. They said in MacGyver, you get coffee grounds, you grind it down, you put it on the wound.
So the wound didn't reopen while you was terrorizing the pussy?
It was good.
I know you was getting
the blood was flowing, too.
The
blood was flowing, too. Yeah. I had one of the little gas station pills, too. I was goddamn the rhino.
Oh, you went dumb.
I went crazy.
He said he went rhino.
No, I was playing. I didn't
take that. I know you was putting her head and her legs and shit all over the place.
I was going crazy.
So I knew you was getting
out. Yeah, you know, I kicked you out the room, man.
Yeah, he did kick you out the room.
I always kicked you. Listen, almost every tour date.
You fuck something every time.
I was bad, man.
You fuck something every time. Every time we went somewhere, he was fucking something else.
I don't care where. I'm talking about Albuquerque. I'm talking about nigga at Phoenix.
Yeah,
talking about Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everywhere. I'm going to come up.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I am the king of downtown.
You weren't taking down none of the subscribers, was it?
Did I? Nah, I take none. Nah, no, come on.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
He didn't take down some subscribers.
But only ones I take down now. To tell you the truth,
now
I don't want to help fuck up my algorithm of it, but it's like niggas who watch it with their girl, they get too much of the understanding with
because they idolize them too much with it with their bitch, and
yeah.
Then next, you know, they end up choosing up,
yeah, because they watching, which is, you know, a good thing, and they right. Getting really motivated, inspired.
They get to talking too much, yeah, they get intrigued.
Yeah, they get to seeing too much.
See,
so once you break up,
now they hitting the nigga.
Damn. The God.
They backtrack all the time.
Some of them ain't even break up to wait, nigga. I'm just snitching on the bucket, nigga. Some of them ain't even wait, nigga. They just went straight to it.
Gargoyle
right up.
And I said, damn, why you niggas be idolizing niggas with your bitch?
That's crazy.
That's the wrong thing to do.
That you gotta watch. Right. Because 100%. We all done it. You know what I'm saying? It almost happened to me before. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on point because, yeah. Like, nigga, you don't be caring. And you put a motherfucker on some music or something. You put them on all them motherfuckers go. Next thing you know, they liking their shit and try to backtrack on your motherfucking ass.
They get interested.
Yeah, so you better be on point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then you got to think if they tune in enough, they get to talking that talk and three get to doing this shit. They're going to be like, well, let me see what this nigga talking about. Talking about he nasty and all the acrobatic toes in the mouth and shit, rhino horn.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They want the foot. They want the foot.
See, then they start to be like, yeah, that nigga moving like that. And then they go, yeah, because really, nigga,
Gargoyle.
The thing is, though, is if you talk a good enough game, and we're going to talk about this before, too, because, you know, prison talk, prison scripts, and all this
shit.
Oh, we
got to get the prison script.
So the thing is like, but when you're an authentic, you know, an authentically
one of the ones.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, it's going to show, and women will be able to see. Like, just like how niggas can look at women and be like, ooh, that's going to be full cream. That's going to be spread. That's going to be some understanding.
Yep.
And it's going to be everything that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you got an eye for it. Like, if you really one of them niggas, you'll be able to see it with other women, right? You never lose that. You see what I'm saying? But women have that with men, too. So women that are on that type of time and they predatory with their thoughts, too, they think that way with niggas, too. So think about it. If she's with her nigga and she's one of them kind of women, and then let's say her nigga might be one of them niggas too, but then next, you know, she's seeing three and he's talking like that, or any nigga that's talking like that for that matter, they're gonna be like,
big,
you know what I'm saying? They either gonna be really curious,
yeah,
or they gonna be like, nah, that nigga Mike got it, you know what I'm saying? And if they start to think that, nigga, she already gone,
she
champ.
Gone,
you know what I'm saying? She already gone, brother, you know what I'm saying? If
it's in her, the jig is up,
you gotta let her fly,
jig is up.
You gotta let her fly, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
a
let her go.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is like when you get to moving and talking and then you idolizing them with your girl, you can't do that. You know
so, yeah, you guys out there, man, don't get discouraged. Watch it with your woman. You know what I'm saying? Especially fine, with fat ass. You know what I'm saying? good skin texture. You know what I'm saying?
I just said it, though.
You know what I'm saying? Let her watch that, though. Don't be discouraged by that understanding.
How you feel about that?
Because you're not going to lose your
right?
girl.
Huh? When did you say that's accurate, right?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
That's accurate, right? Sure. So I want to hear you elaborate a little bit, brother. How you feel about that one?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
The God!
Watch out.
The jig is
on the dark side.
Shout out to my wife.
Shout out to my wife.
Jackson's Poppies, go subscribe.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
For real. You gotta keep it sturdy.
You gotta keep it sturdy.
You gotta stay over there, bro. There's only one motherfucker. That's why I'm over by myself.
Let him swim in
it. But here's the
all
thing.
All y'all married men in here.
Yo, yeah, only for one. Sure. There's four married men in here. Oh, and you just three.
Everybody?
Yep. Everybody's married.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 100%.
It's only one.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. With this is why I don't.
Yeah.
See, but when you really, when it's fully.
One of the ones.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something like, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna find a way to evolve and contribute in different ways. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, so as you grow and evolve, you're going to learn that there's more important things. You know what I'm saying? Three just, right. I don't think three's ever evolving to that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And it's not Damn. For him. It might not, be, it might not be for him.
Yeah. You know I actually talked to Champ yesterday.
Oh, for real?
And we cool. We super cool. She's like, she didn't even like me better now that we're just friends.
Right. Because
she enjoyed my high move and my commentary. When she liked it's funny to her.
Right.
And she just realized, like, you just not supposed to have no girl. You supposed to be the
sure,
guy.
Man, it's going to be somebody. Like Will Chamberlain went down
yeah,
like that.
You're just supposed to be that guy. Like, because yeah. you just too. And then you're going to. Rose, but if a girl be with me, she's going to be in misery. Because it got to be full bow boundary, and I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So it's
she
like.
She can't shit, fart,
nothing.
The God.
Be a fucking robot.
Can't
fucking
do nothing. Yeah. Facts.
She so, can't never get that damn food poisoning.
Nothing.
Can't do nothing. Can't do nothing.
This better not get sick.
Damn. Oh, oh definitely don't do that. Why you saw Gargoyle? You got to go.
Oh,
I want
shit.
Your ass out of here. So it's like,
oh my God.
I'm supposed to be like this. Like, end of the day, I'm the one that's supposed to live this life. You know what I mean? And, I got better over time.
For
you know,
sure.
Because I was way worse.
Right.
And I move a little more strategic, but it's still goddamn.
Yes.
It still ain't no joke.
But the clip will get empty.
Yeah, because I'm indoors now. I was outdoors with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so now
sure.
I just attack from the gram type. You know what I mean?
100%.
I'm a gram killer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't got to do it in person. I catch you in person, it's way worse.
It's over?
They don't play with me in person. It's way more brutal than human flesh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when they see that motherfucking
gargoyle,
it's different when that nigga come up 6'6", 230, jump out of Lamb or Don with motherfucking $250,000 on a light day.
Sticking toes on
a
mouth day.
Yeah, on a light day, nigga, $250,000. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Million.
Just quarter. When he said 250K.
He's on the calm too. He said light.
Yeah, because he can't
gotta emphasize on the light.
Oh, it was a somber day, actually.
Yeah, it was somber. Damn, big words.
It was on a Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
They were going on Tuesday.
Not second day of the weekend, joint.
Yeah, if it's weekend, it might be goddamn full. Knocking it down. It's going to be brutal. Ain't nobody going to have a goddamn choice. You know what I'm saying?
Relax.
That's what I'm going to need you to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bro, I just feel like.
You got to stop fucking your subscribers' girls, though, brother.
They gonna unsubscribe to you.
Yeah, I don't want
that. Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
I don't do that. Cause I don't fuck their girls.
Oh shit.
I fuck their exes.
Now look, they gonna be out somewhere, they gonna finally see three, they gonna have a once in a lifetime opportunity, but they gonna be with their girl, they gonna be like, nah, hell nah. Stay in the car, be right back. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't do that. Introduce me. I'm a good samba man, you know what I'm saying?
Black man.
That's all, man. I'm a good black man, you know what I'm saying? I just wanna meet them. You know what I'm saying? Allow them to meet me.
You're intriguing them too damn much, Thrill.
Okay, for sure. But I just want to have a good...
Can you stop be so...
I just want to have a good dialogue with them. I don't want to... I don't want the interactions, you know what I mean? I just want to get to know them, and you know what I'm saying? Smell their, you know what I'm saying, aroma. You know what
damn.
I mean? Smell mine.
You
want to
get all the bones.
So you want to smell your aroma.
Yeah, Bacharach, man. $1,000 bottle. They might never smell
it. Hey, you know what? I was right about that glass. That's a glass company that did make that. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say you wasn't.
No. But that was a, that's
and
crazy,
you was right
right
about Floyd and the Dancing with the Stars. He did was on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you, brother.
Floyd
thank you.
Big.
Yep, he was on
there. Sure
yep.
Come on, champ.
You know
he was right.
Sure and that Bacharach, there, it's $1,000 a bottle type for the...
For a bottle?
Yeah.
I just know the cologne, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Black man!
No, it's cologne. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I got.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, so we're talking about the same thing.
That's what exactly what
I'm
saying.
What this nigga talking about?
Yeah, that's right there. Bacharach. You know what I'm saying? That's that.
Because
I actually made, because you know, Jazz got the glass. You know, she loves like glasses. You know what I'm saying? Here, let me go ahead and get that one.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Yeah, please, she got, you know, she's big into like glasses and like just top of the mook, like champagnes.
Yeah.
All glass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the best glass companies that make glass. So they actually made a perfume and a cologne.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's just a runoff of their already glass
got you.
Company.
Now that's the part that I miss.
Yep.
Now that
go.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I just got onto it. I used to do the regular joints, you know what I'm saying? The Versace's and all that. Once I ain't gonna lie, I was looking for the most just
top of the mook.
Expensive motherfucker. Like this is one that costs the most. Let me get that.
They do though.
Yeah. So but
you
nigga,
only could need a little
real
yeah,
punchy.
I go like to the gym with it on. Bitch, like, you smelling so good. That Bacharach, bitch. that nigga spraying that rocket rock on to go to the gym.
Yeah, now you got a little extra understanding behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a $25 goddamn spray every yeah, time. Yeah,
I
rainbow.
Say a little bit more than
red
that.
Bottle, yep, yep.
The gold, yeah,
yeah. You got to add tax to it, a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the big motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I'm
big, big as it get.
Yeah, big as it get.
Family
yeah.
size.
$9.50
For rich people.
Yeah, yeah. For a motherfucker like me.
There you know go, right there, right.
So yeah, they got to smell that. They might yeah. never smell baka rock on a nigga.
That's
I mean,
true. That's a good point.
I'm blessing them.
It might be something in the pheromones type to get.
That's
into.
What I'm saying. So I'm giving out blessing when they get to interact with the three of them. Right. They get to ride the Lamborghini.
So they smell it, you release some endorphins type.
Yeah, come to a mansion.
So they equate that with yeah. like some good coming
it's
from
like,
this person.
It's inspiration. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Smelling baka rock, seeing $250,000 in jewelry on all.
It might just create. It might. I don't know if it's scientifically proven, but it might create a little moisture. That's why you be already.
I think it do. I think it caused some kind of infusion. You know, the orifices below.
Get a little
so
runoff.
It, yeah, so we go ahead and get them chromosomes pumping and pulsating.
Damn, okay.
So I like to do that for them.
Okay, but
because it might was goddamn sensitive to like what they had going on. That nigga might got the Stetson. She might got the old Brute on.
Not the Brute, bro.
That one was real pungent.
So her pheromones ain't kicking up like it normally do.
Right.
So to get around the three of them, that shit gonna elevate.
She used to niggas wearing Jupe and shit.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, like the Pepe Le Pew you spray on the bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's that.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, it makes sense, though, right now?
I'm giving out blessings. I don't
so
want
to wear that.
So Samon wear it?
Yeah, he got
oh, yeah, you know, he with the higher living yeah, like shit. Yeah.
He ain't playing.
Yeah, that's his oldest son.
I know he don't be playing. You know what I'm saying? I saw him at the prom and all that.
He's 7, 8, 4, and it's boring. That's his brain. Shout out to Samon, man. Oh, Samon got a YouTube channel. Shout out, man.
It's called The Dons. Yeah, him and his girl, they just started a
YouTube channel. Oh, that's hard. Family channel.
Yeah,
that's what they do it, though. But yeah, I just want to, because you know, it's just like if you.
So you like sparking their interest. That's your thing.
It's almost like a Colt Komodo dragon bite.
Ah, okay. Oh, you didn't make it run.
I don't want it now.
You bite it and let it go. Catch up with it later, type.
Get it later.
Let that like bacteria that. Feast into
come
shit.
On, bro. That damn, gargoyle blood.
Because it stops their blood from coagulating.
So come on now. So she's going to be thinking about that all the time, and that shit that's festering in there.
Ah, damn.
I was around that three. I was wondering what it's going to be like. It's going to be everything they dreamt of for that one night. After that, bitch, you gone.
She got to go back to
regular pedestrian life.
She got to go back to the subscriber.
It's over with, baby. One night flight, baby. You come Friday, you leave Saturday, man.
Yeah.
And I want to come at 11 p.m. when it drop.
Yeah.
7 a.m., nigga, the next flight going out. You know what I'm saying? I did that before with a top level bitch, too. She was excited. Oh, it's one night. You come Friday, you leave Saturday, man.
That's it.
See, I don't like bitches laying around touching on me and all that.
So here's
shit
the thing.
Annoying me, man.
Long story short, people, when you with your girl, you know what I'm saying? You can be inspired, you can be motivated by people, but don't idolize and worship people. Even though, like, you might feel that way in your brain, don't do that with your women and then be bringing the women up to the man who you feel. You know what I'm saying? Because it might spark her up.
Just
you know
me, though. Just me. Nobody else. You can do it. Don't do it with other
people. I know. I think they might be more savagery because you got a little consideration when it comes to
that. That's what I'm saying, though. I do, though. Because I really, on some G's, we'll get for real, I really don't like messing with a girl that has a man or a wife or some shit like that.
Unless you just can't turn it down.
Not only that, this bitch is, I was one time I did, it was a legendary story. I told her I'm organic tales, one of my best stories ever.
Okay.
And it was a legendary situation.
Okay, well, tell us this one, then let's sparkle back to that
you
one.
You want that story? That's a good story. That's a lie back.
Let me hear.
It's a top level story.
But what was you about to say before that?
But I was saying, like, because you got to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nasty nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I want a raw coming and all that.
All right.
So.
Not on the random moves. You ain't raw on the random.
Oh, man, come on, bro.
Oh, he raw on them. Oh, he raw on them. Don't think he ain't. Huh? He ain't playing.
Oh, so listen. Like,
no, he not bullshit, bro.
You got
gargoyle.
So, like, when you when's last time? When's last time, three?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. When last time you think you strapped one up, brother?
I had a vasectomy when I was 32 years old.
What that got to do with the raw though?
What that got to do?
I'm a free man. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't tell you and you couldn't tell me shit. You
know
what I'm so what I'm saying
so,
is
so wait, hold on. So what happens? Bro, on, what happens if a random comes through and then she like, you about to saute flambe and then she like, hey, go put it on the counter. What happens then from that point?
It ain't happening. Oh. The fuck are you talking about, man? Oh, I'm wasting my time. You think I'm gonna jump in a jacuzzi what? With a? You think I'm gonna jump in a jacuzzi with a scuba suit on? The fuck is y'all niggas talking about, man? The hell, y'all niggas serious?
Nigga, are you serious?
Damn,
You think I'm finna go goddamn?
Huh? He said, who jumps in there with a scuba suit on?
Yeah, who jumps in the pool with a goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
With a goddamn tank top or t-shirt
yeah,
on.
Yeah, who jumps in the pool shit. With a whole sweatsuit on?
Fuck.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas tripping.
So you can't remember the last time, safe to say?
Nah, that ain't my business, man.
He's
full of shit, man. He bullshit. He's not playing, man.
He bullshit.
He's not playing. Hey, y'all so you supposed to tell her she got
to
get out.
Hey, kids, don't listen to this.
Hold on.
You got to be
one of the ones.
This nigga bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But, but hey. I go through proper precautions, though. End of the day, I still always go. I got a
what's the proper precautions?
Yeah, I'm about to
ask that down if you're jumping in.
Let me break it down for you. But at the same time, I do got a different type of life insurance that they check my blood and all that shit. They do that for me.
How often they do that?
Man, every 6 months.
Okay.
For the one I got. So, but okay. On top of that.
Special one.
Yeah, top level one. So I got to get checked all the time. Okay. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, I try to go periodically myself. I'm 40 years old, brother. I just do regular shit all the time.
Metabolism is a lot slower when you hit 40.
Way type. Different, brother. So I got to make sure I get my checkups and all that. Yeah, so for sure. I go do the best I can do. But I'm
and then you also
life.
Got the umbrella of, they would tell you.
Of, you always got to use that. That's the best. That's the best doctor. The bitch going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? And then you just, you know what I'm saying? That's the best indicator.
So hold on, wait.
For every time that happened, I passed with a D-.
The guard. Gargoyles.
So,
I can't.
So
for the people that can't read between the lines, you said that, you know, when you're on your raw sprees, right? Because you only got so many raws you can use in a month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my nigga, shout out to my nigga Tuck, man. He used all his up.
Yeah,
that's what he always tells me.
So how many?
I don't know
get?
What that means.
How
he said he uses this all up, huh?
How many you get a month?
I mean, you want a month?
Yeah. Oh, Lord!
I say you get three a week, brother.
You get three a week.
Three a week.
You get three a week.
But if I'm doing the math, you just sauteed like five last week, so and it was all
so two of them.
So every now and again, you could go past that. You could make up your own garage.
It's all it's how you want to push the threshold, brother. It's all on you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So be cautious on how you move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But you so
gotta,
if you do five in 1 week, you got to do two next week. So you got
you got to even out the calibration.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? By the end of the month, you got to have a
yeah. End of the month, you got to know how you where you went to because you can't go overboard.
Do you base it off how they look, the smell of the stench type or no smell? Like what usually sparks that pheromone?
Relax.
You know what I'm saying? Everything.
No, he's not shooting everything.
Everything.
Shoot the dead
up,
body. That's right. The body dead.
He keeps shooting. Shoot.
Big white
standing
man.
Over it.
Bro,
big Caucasian man.
I'm not taking this serious.
Nah,
no, he's dead serious.
I'm dead serious.
Don't think he playing.
No, I'm dead serious. But at the same time, so when I'm saying what that is like, so I 100%. So what it is like, I just don't interact with nobody because nigga, they got to be rawing and then I think like that. So I'm a wild. So I'm a wild nigga, but I'm not that wild of a nigga. You know,
sounds
what I'm
like
a certain degree.
Wild.
It
yeah.
Sound wild.
I know yeah, it sounds sure. Sound like I'm just all the way off, but I'm really not. It's like you just can't calibrate me. You know what I'm saying? It's like some shit I just don't do.
Last time
so I don't want to go fuck a bitch that I know got a boyfriend. No, he raw and nothing. And no, I want to stir that up and mix up the understandings because I completely know what's going on. So, like I told you, ignorance is bliss, brother.
So that's true. You did say that.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know what?
Yeah, because bro, they doing whatever they do, but I don't know. You got a boyfriend? Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I'm cool on that. Right. I ain't trying to mix up the nigga stirring up the understandings.
Okay.
He might got a full goddamn tank of sperm.
Probably, everybody probably shoot.
But I don't know. God bless America. Ignorance is bliss, Mac.
Ignorance is bliss.
Mac, it's a saying that we've been saying a long time. Ignorance is bliss.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm a hey, and I'm a blissful motherfucker.
Damn.
And ignorant. Ignorant blissful motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, so that's why shit. I don't do it, man. I don't do it, man. I don't try to mess with dudes with do girls.
Okay, but I want to hear about the story where you did with the girl. You said all her boy, she had a boyfriend. He was a subscriber.
I'm taking shit, but
he was our Gang Nation member type,
and he was a big fan.
Yeah. Cult follower. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, every time.
Damn.
Bought all the merch type, all that. Yeah.
Gargoyle.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I can break it down, man. Anybody that haven't heard this story, go to my Instagram, my YouTube. And my organic tales, you know what I'm saying? It's only the first time I ever messed with a married woman because I don't do that shit.
Okay.
But she was fine, boy.
Okay.
When I say fine, I mean nigga. Good white. The good white dick, though. Cornbread.
Cornbread.
I'm talking about Nebraska.
Jiffy?
Big Jiffy. with the extra fluff.
Not Jiffy.
Grandma, the one that tastes like cake
Jiffy?
Type. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nigga, I'm talking about.
Jiffy.
I'm talking about, man, super buns. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about extra cake up, Pillsbury Doughboy factory type on the chunkery.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Ultimate top, bottom, side, everything spread, bro. Right. You can put that ass in a headlock with two arms.
Yeah. Oh,
the rest
shit.
Of the motherfuckers. Stay there, bitch. Where you going? Where you going?
MMA, that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Slim waist crazy. But I'm out of this club and shit. Just, you know, me and the full three of them old. I'm just chilling, interacting with everybody. Boom, boom. And she kept bothering me, laughing at the jokes a little too loud. I'm telling the jokes, like, hey, you know, I'm like, damn, you giggling, ain't you? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, I'm like, damn, ain't you married? Laughing a little too much at my jokes. You know what
you
what
actually
saying?
Liked it. It made but, you feel happy.
I was. Okay. So it's like, boom, I'm talking to her. She just saying she married and all that. She kept talking mm-hmm. to me. And I was like playing it soft, like, I'm trying to get out of friend. I know she married. I'm trying to just get the guarantee. I ain't
thinking
about
she kept playing
you.
With you and bothering
but she
you.
Kept, yeah, just like my style. Oh, I like your hat. I like your shoes. That's so funny. Goddamn, like your arms. God damn.
Too much
yeah,
going. Too much.
It was just too overload. Too so I'm yeah. like, man, and the cheeks was impressive. So I'm like, damn, brother, I don't want to do
was
it.
Was her husband then?
Husband, of course he wasn't.
Okay.
So it's like, boom, okay, they get drunk, whatever, doing. And you know me, I'm a sober guy. Three of them, Mr. Organic. See, you know what I'm saying? I'm a legendary guy. I never drunk a day in my life. Don't get it misconstrued. Like my nigga.
Don't get it fucked up
or misconstrued.
So I never drunk. I never did no alcohol in my blood spool. I never smoked or nothing. So it's like, boom. So they need to ride home. So they're like, man, can we ride with you? I'm like, of course. So her and her friend get in my car. I drive them to her friend's apartment, drive them off. They're like, oh, come up. Come up. We're going to drink a little bit more. I'm like, man, fuck. You know what I'm saying? But that ass, like, fuck, was she married?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, this is
stop the, acting like you cared. Just stop.
He didn't get
man,
it.
I was so sad. So it's like,
relax.
Acting like he was self-conscious and
yeah,
shit.
So I'm like,
he's thinking about her well-being and
I'm
shit.
I'm like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? So we walk upstairs, so we get in the crib, we talking and all that, and, you know, laughing and joking and shit. Her and her friend was just talking and all that. So, like, it was like a couple hours. I'm like, man, let me leave. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't going nowhere. They said they all, I ain't get one to the room. So, like, this ain't, I ain't finna end this night, right? I got to get something else at the crib to saute. They stand right there.
The jig is up.
Big up. So, I'm like, man, I'm up out of here. So, she's like, all right, boom, take my number down. I'm like, nah, you take my number. Hit me if you want to. I ain't going to take your number. I don't know your situation. So, I leave. Boom, the next day, she's like, boom, hey, my husband out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty bitch.
She said, my husband going out of town. So I'm going to tell him I'm going out of town to visit my sister. So I'm going to be out of town too when I'm telling him, but I want to come and chill with you. So I'm like, fuck it, all right. You know what I'm saying?
So he thinks she's just going on a little girl's trip.
Right, and he going out of town too, so he going to be busy. So he ain't really even thinking about
it. He probably saw 10 shit too.
Probably is, most likely a nigga. So she boom, she's going to come over, stay the night. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'll get her address. Boom, she come over. And this one, I'm in the basement and all that, too. I'm in the basement move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm full.
So he was big it with the holes in there.
Yeah, I'm in
the
basement.
Bringing them
move.
Down to the sewer type.
Yeah, people under stairs type. You know what I'm saying? Big people under stairs. So it's like.
Everything flows down here.
Oh, for sure. Come here, baby. Come here with the it, man.
You had her elevated, that bitch.
Yeah, I had to Pennywise that pussy, man. So, yeah, she come in. And then when I pull up the garage and I walk out, I see her. She had one of them sundresses on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that thing was flopping in the wind, brother. I mean, she walked on seeing that.
Has your name written all over
it? I can see it from the front, brother. I can see the cheeks from the front.
Oh, shit.
On the walk. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on?
Okay.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, shit. So she walk in. You know, I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
So I like the women to walk in first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
You already do back.
So she walked in. I'm sitting there like, woo. And that thing kept getting caught in the middle while she walking. That motherfucker just kept getting, you know what I mean, clapping together and staying, like rubbing together on the dressery. I'm like, God damn, boy, what in the world is going on today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why am I so blessed? So we go in the room, we chilling, talking. She just instant office grabbed that motherfucker right there, sucking that motherfucker quick. I'm like, damn, it's too late now. She done grabbed that motherfucker, put in the mind.
Get that motherfucker rug burn, huh?
Yeah, I told her. She told that motherfucker up. She was goddamn put that motherfucker in back of her esophagus. So it was instant office. I'm like, damn, it's already too late now. She know me. Flip that dress up over her head, tied knot on that motherfucker.
Keep it there.
Yeah, keep it there. You know what I'm saying? I just start going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Stand up and all type of kick her way.
Did you put the toe in her mouth?
Man, no, I didn't. This is before I didn't get to that level.
Yeah,
before
I didn't add that.
I didn't add that. See, you a smart guy, man. I didn't add that to the repertoire yet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He didn't have that move yet.
That didn't come to like here, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't come, not to this, but to L.A.
So one day you just activated and just boom.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, they like that too.
Okay.
You would realize
did you
how
accidentally put the foot there for the first time, then it happened and she happens.
I always was putting it close to the mouth. She a bitch was going to do
so
it.
So you was trying.
Then once
you
the one a bitch finally did like, oh, they like to do that.
So he just wasn't blunt enough to ask.
Yeah, I'm not going
to ask. He didn't want to say he sucked my toes.
No, you got
to
be slick.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be slick.
You want to make it seem like it was her idea, not yours.
Yeah, that's like when you want a chick to toss your salad type, you just push it down a little bit lower.
Oh,
you don't ask him.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm just telling you how to do it. I'm giving niggas the point.
I look at you back and I say, I need it. I ain't know, brother.
The guard.
I want to throw you to the outside. Okay, ain't no shame in the game if that's what niggas are. But, you know what I'm saying?
That's all three. That's all. That's all
three.
So yeah, you just push him down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't say it, Icky, do that. You just be like,
so did you ever have someone you push it down a little bit and then they didn't
like,
go
oh,
for
oh, nigga, what the fuck? Yeah,
probably like one.
Yeah.
They don't say that, but they just be stiff. The nigga
like, goddamn.
They fight you back.
But when you grab Pitbull neck, I'm fucking.
Damn!
Did you hurt her or hit her?
Gargoyle!
She might have slipped this head that one though.
I'll break your shit.
Oh, is she gonna break it?
You gotta turn that motherfucker off. Nah, you let it. You feel a little resistance, you let it go. You don't go.
Okay, okay, yeah. You're
gonna force it down there, okay.
Yeah, so, bro.
Damn,
so,
you're gonna force him to eat the ass.
Yeah, you don't wanna do that.
Yeah.
Don't force him. You don't force feed the bitch, man. Yeah.
So on times, because this is just funny to me. So mm-hmm. on times when you do that, right?
Right.
Then you baby wipe the motherfucker, then you get in the shower.
No,
then,
you.
Or do you get into him raw after a long day time?
No, you don't do that, bro.
You have, though. You a nasty nigga.
I've never done
keep it real.
I've never done that.
Nah, that's
she
ain't
never,
really
point. She ain't never ate the point. Crustaceans type?
Nah, I'll be on point with that.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm going to keep it 100% pure.
Okay.
Because I know I'm going to get a bitch to do it, so I always go I really goddamn bird bath that motherfucker if I didn't come fresh out the shower.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You cock that leg up, you bird back that motherfucker wild, good. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Just that part, though.
With the good, pure sport. You know the cock, too, balls, too. Okay, you want that whole region.
You know what I mean?
You want that whole region smelling good, bro. You want them to have a great time down there.
Okay, so you
want
to sterilize the whole situation.
You have to.
Okay.
Thoroughly. Pure sport, Old Spice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when they smell, they go. Yeah, they want to, they want to feel good. They want to feel home. Okay, they want to feel home.
Right.
You don't want them smelling crazy. You want that bitch to smell fresh and enthusiastic.
You want them to feel welcome when they come.
You might hit that bitch with a little Baccarat, too. Just
damn!
Baccarat got a pet, nigga. I'm getting nigga 2 up from all. Y'all niggas.
They got a pet, Baccarat.
They got a pet.
Why you got to walk them out outside that motherfucker? Hey, welcome.
Right.
You know, when you walk up to your house, you got to walk them home.
You
got to walk them home under the motherfucker. Between the extra region, between the other, right in the middle, is a welcome.
Yeah.
So walk them out there.
Yeah, you got to get them right, bro. You got to get them prepared for greatness. You got to, because they want to do it, you just got to take them there.
Yeah. So these guys are two guys of type. You know that type of talk.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you home.
Okay,
you
know what I'm saying? But go ahead, continue.
So, yeah, brother. So, you know, saute, I did it. It was like a good 15, 17 minute motherfucker. That's a long time, really.
Right.
Think about it, straight poundery. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, I'm laying down, relaxing out there, like, damn, I can't believe I did this, right? Then I hear the phone ringing. Check my phone, ain't mine.
Okay.
And I look, it's her phone.
It's her
husband. It says hubby.
Hubby, damn.
I said, damn, that's your husband. Oh, yeah, I pick it up. Oh, my God, I don't know why he called me. Speak it up, boop. And she put on speaker for the hello. He's like, hello, what's going on? He said, what you doing right now? She said, oh, nothing. Well, my sister's like, you're not home? She's like, no, I told you I was out of town. He's like, oh, are you sure? He's like, man, I'm real mad right now, pissed off at you. She's like, huh? She's like, what you mean? She said, I called you earlier to pick up your phone. He's like, well, I'm picking up now. What's going on? She's like, man, I'm just upset. Everything okay with you? She's like, yeah. You're like, oh, okay. So at this time, she on the phone. I don't know what he's doing. So I'm in the bed. You know me, I rolled over, grabbed pistol.
You thinking this nigga
this nigga might got caught. This might be synced up with the goddamn GPS-ery with the linked up phones.
So he's
inconspicuous, but he mad. I can hear the anger in his voice.
Nigga, kill your motherfucker.
Yeah, so I laid there flat. Oh, so I got the one gun, boom, and he kept talking. I grabbed the other one, so I max panged up. So I'm laying in the bed with the two motherfuckers, like, boom, what's going on? She's like, yeah. She's like, no, everything's good. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, I'm just really mad right now. You know, I don't know where you at right now, but I really need to see you and talk to you. Like, I thought you were out of town. He said, I am out of town. Where you at? He's like, with my sister. And I'm just laying in the bed like, fuck, what's going on? Where this nigga at?
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga might be outside lurking.
Because it sounds like he's trying.
Might be on me type. And she like, no, tell me what's going on. Tell me the real problem. She like, no, I don't want to talk to you. If I want to see you in person, like, this is the real problem. Like, man, what the fuck? So I'm nervous. So this time I get off the bed. I'm like on the floor, like, So, you know me, I'm a strategic nigga. I'm like, if I'm on the floor, nigga come in, he gonna go right for the bed, nigga. I'm gonna be on the side of the bed on the ground, type like a boom.
Ain't gonna sneeze.
Yeah, so I roll over to the floor. Like, I don't know what this nigga on. He sounds sneaky.
He about to kick the door right. in.
So he like, I'm gonna call you back in a minute. Hold on, I'm call you back. He ain't got boom. She's like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. He never called me like this. I'm like, man, oh, fuck. Like,
get the
stupid
fuck
bitch.
Out of here. Get
fuck you got me into, man.
Damn.
Hold on.
So she like, boom, she get dressed. She nervous. She get dressed and all that shit. I'm like, fuck. So I get dressed too. I'm just sitting there with the pistols. Like, man, sitting by, still on the floor, though, laying on the floor. Like, man, what's going on? Then he called back. Boom. He like, oh, where you at? She's like, man, I'm still out. She's like, okay. She's like, what's the problem? What's the problem? She was like, oh, well, my sister, you know, she took some money out of my account. I'm upset right now. I just can't trust nobody. I'm like, oh, man, this pussy ass nigga. He tripping on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, nigga, it scared the fuck up because nigga was so, like, adamant, like, where you at? Who you with?
It felt like the
The jig is up.
That's exactly how I felt. So felt I like. Was nervous, bro.
Because y'all two guilty conscious people.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, God damn, she was so nervous. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
going against God's vows.
It was terrible, bro. So after she hung up the phone, you know what I'm saying? I felt so bad, but you know, I went on fuck the pussy again.
Oh, okay. But so you ain't feel that bad.
One of the ones.
Yeah. You ain't feel that bad.
Pussy was too good. So I went on and fucked that pussy one more time and
so
kicked her ass out.
So you put two pistols away and then
put two pistols away, put the drawers back off and fucked that pussy
real. Threw that motherfucker inside.
Oh,
tight.
I went crazy. Again, this time I was even more because I was a little nervous. So when I had to get a little more scrimmily, I was nervous in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So like you felt free, like it was over with.
Right.
So. But I sauteed again. But anyway, full circle. So after that happened, boo-boo, I only did it one time. I ain't talked to her really too much. She's back with her husband chilling. But one time I'm out again, King of Downtown, and then like I see her from afar. I'm like, is that girl? You know what I'm saying? And I seen her.
You seen her in L.A.?
Yeah. No, this
Minnesota.
Is Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Yeah.
So I seen her like, boom. I'm like, damn, that is her. So boom, I was like, what's up? And her and her friend, a different friend. No, actually, the same friend, actually. Yep, same friend when I met him.
Okay.
They're like, oh, look, he give us a ride home. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this pussy again. But I get them both in this one. I'm in the Corvette. They both in the Corvette. Y'all can find the vlog. Y'all can find it. It's there. But I got them both in the car with me. And boom, I drive them to her friend's house and drop them off. I'm still trying to, you know me, I'm just retarded. I'm a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real motherfucking
black man.
So I'm like, damn, you want to come back again? My bucket, damn. I'm going to try it.
And that's odd for you because you usually don't like recycling.
I do so. It got to be months. I say after 3 months, it's type new again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hit it one time, nothing in between, then do it again. 3 months, it's type new.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if you hit it 3-4 times, that don't. That's whack.
You can't go nympho, man, with the continued.
I ain't no nympho, man, nigga. I'm a one-shot kill. I'm really like, then I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all that all night and every day. Let's go 24. Yeah. Nigga, I am not with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a wild nigga, but I ain't that wild nigga. Like, bitch, wanna fuck 4-5 times a night, bitch, you got the wrong one.
That's out.
One time, man. Sleep, man. Unless you real superior type, goddamn Celine Dion type. You right. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? What's the bitch name? Goddamn Dolly Parton or something like that.
Okay.
Then I go numerous rounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That bitch got a lot of money. So like, but a regular pedestrian bitch, we getting that's one motherfucking over it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'll try to get it back.
It'll be nymphoing out over here.
You got to go. You trying to nympho out.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me.
Yeah.
Goddamn bitch. What the fuck is you doing? Keep touching on me, rubbing. Ooh, get off me.
Yeah.
What you doing?
So when you see her down there, you see her with her friend again.
So I dropped them all. Boom. I tried to get her. She didn't want to come. You know what I'm saying? So then.
She wasn't fucking with you.
Right. Now. She wasn't fucking with no more. So like 2 days later, she texted me like, what's going on? My nothing chick. Because you know, I put them on the vlog. She's like, my husband called me and went crazy on me. And she's like, what you talking about? He's like, he watched your vlogs, and I was on your vlog. You dropped us off in the car. I'm like, yeah. He said, then it
I remember this now.
And then I did the organic telling that story. He like, then he went through it, and he heard that story. He knew that was me you was talking about, and I dropped you off.
Shit.
Put it all together. That's why I stopped doing organic tales, because it's real shit.
Yeah.
So I told that story. Then she was
you
in the vlog.
You told the story about the husband calling.
Yeah,
I remember this now.
Yeah, I was doing too much. I was acting too dumb. I told him.
So,
she, but you know, she ended up having a kid with him and shit. I don't know if they divorced now, but they had a little situation for that, and it was.
I mean, for the sounds, it sounded like a nigga that type stayed, even if he typed.
I think he stayed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
he was a fan of his.
Oh, that's curtains.
Yeah, it was
that's
a fan curtains. And all
yeah,
that.
What? Was,
the jig is up.
He was big. He was big. So imagine he a full subscriber and fan of you.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know. He's watching your vlog just to be entertained.
And he loved that story. So he said, look, watch that. Because it was a story like months, like weeks before that I dropped the story, telling it. Then a couple, like, then weeks later, she's in the vlog. I drop her off.
Damn.
So he put two and two
he
together.
He was crushed.
So yeah.
He was.
And he said he loved that story. He loved the story. He didn't understand it. He didn't know it was his wife the whole time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
That's wild.
That's wild. So that's why I don't do none of that shit, man. That was the only time I ever did it, and it went bad. You know what I'm saying? So thank God it didn't go all. It could have came in, motherfucking goddamn, laid me down. He had full rights.
Yeah.
Because I fucked the shit that pussy, nutted in it and everything.
Oh, yeah. And then he added to the damn.
Black man. Guard coin. Oh, Lord.
No, that's crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
They might have had a kid. It probably was motherfucking little. Might with a little,
damn.
Might have a little bit of
gargoyle
up in him.
Well, if they did, you know he was
one of the ones.
Facts. That nigga looking like boom. We probably see that nigga now looking at me, the face, nose, eyes, and lips.
He said, the jig is up. You know the jig is definitely jig up. Is up.
Don't get it fucked up, damn, or Mr. Screw.
No, that's some wild shit.
Yeah, that was wild, crazy, bro. That was that's a real story. Like I don't, my stories all be real. I might put a little sprinkle of the extras on there, but that's real though. That was, and I don't play about it. That's
did she ever tell you like this is what did it? She said like
she told me. He seen the vlog you dropped me off.
Damn.
No, no. What made her choose up before then? She said, like, this was what it. I watched you in this vlog, and then he used to.
No, she saw
she used
me.
To put you on
no,
the, no, he used to put you on
no,
the TV.
No, no, it wasn't because of the subscriber.
It wasn't because of
that. Yeah, that was just three of them to God. Like, nigga, I've been that nigga before YouTube. So,
it just so happened that
it was straight
he
off
he
of
was
Zubers.
Watching your shit.
It just, that was like after when I started getting a little bit. That, I caught her in the Cadillac.
Right, okay.
By the time she got in, she got in the Corvette.
Coming out the coupe tight.
So, there we, so look at the prop. This is Hellcat. This is Ram. The time she got in the car, that's months down the line.
Right.
That's car Corvette. She was hopping out the coupe before YouTube in the red motherfucking Cadillac.
Right.
When I picked her up and got her and dropped her friend off, they was in the Corvette.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's a lot of time difference.
Oh,
so now I'm fully
later.
Three of them.
You had
now
already told the story about
right.
it. He had already heard it. He
right.
had no idea.
So yeah, I'm telling
damn,
the story.
Damn.
Even when I'm telling the story, this is when three of them had a small. That's still Cadillac three of them. I'm in the basement three of them. But I'm telling the story. It went kind of good. But by the time I got her in the car, it was
what's
Corvette
the
thrill.
Him just listening to those stories.
Yeah. I know, right? That's crazy, bro. Yeah. And she knew it. She was like, he knows, okay.
And he was just throwing all three. He was just throwing all dead buddies under the carpet.
He
and
like,
one of them was your wife. Damn. Damn.
He's like, man, you got to take that down. Can you take the vlog down? I said, nah, bitch, I'm
one of the ones.
You got to deal with it.
Give a fuck what's going on in your house.
Man, God bless you. Bitch, go get a gun.
Damn. So, well, the good thing is to all our point and everything to go full circle is she. It wasn't just enamored because she was watching on the TV with you.
No,
and
no,
him
that was
home.
Just. But see, yeah, I was a natural. I was already three of them. So,
but like, you did have numerous of those, though.
Yeah, numerous
were
of those.
They, she's like, yeah, he used to put you up on the
oh,
TV.
Oh, all the time. That really started popping when I came to LA. When
word.
I yeah, that's when it was crazy.
Yeah,
when you I started putting everybody on.
Yeah, when I started coming to, that's when I started really getting to that full level. When I got to LA, it's at least
game
10
over.
Of them that. You know what I'm saying? Did that for
rest
sure.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, big death.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, shit. One was just here. Well, that just happened like last month.
Damn.
A good ripe one, too.
A ripe one, huh?
Yeah, she hit me. Oh, my boyfriend, I started. I was watching shit all
did
the time.
Did you pluck it or did it fall right off the tree?
It fell around the tree. She was like, boom, I love you. I want to marry you. I'm fantasizing about you. Bitches come at the three of them like that, bro.
Damn. So she said she was fantasizing while she was with him watching you?
Yeah, hell yeah. Man.
Damn, that is ruthless.
So I said, bitch, come meet the God. Come let me bless you.
The God.
So he told her to come to the organic compound.
The God.
Blessed her.
Damn.
Full capacity, too.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, I got to. I try not to do all them. You know what I'm saying? Because they too much infatuated with the three of them. So I don't even know how far that can go. You know, but I like giving out blessings.
You like blessing in abundance.
Yeah,
so
I need
because
I, you know what I'm saying? I'm Genghis Khan of this shit, man. My legend must grow. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
The glory must be achieved. You hear
yeah, that shit.
They
crazy.
Gotta talk about
that's
me when
crazy,
I'm gone.
Bro.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, man, here's the thing, though, y'all. And the thing is like, so if they're watching it with three and they watch, well, if they watching it with their man and then they watching three,
continue
the thing is, though, yeah, oh, shit, damn.
Right.
You know, no remorse at all, shit.
Nah, because it's
standing over the body.
Yeah, it gets tight fair.
Love is real.
Because it's type, they part of the campaign.
For sure.
They love King of Downtown. They like all that integrations, don't they?
So do you ever have ones that come to you and say, hey, listen, I'm with all that, but just I don't want to be on camera. Just go ahead and just.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That happens a lot.
But fully, they boyfriend, subscriber, they husband type. But they just like, hey, I don't want to be on there because he watches you all the time. I know, don't lie, nigga.
No, that they be wanting to get on camera. Sometimes I don't put them on.
No, there's something they told you, nigga. They said, hey, no, my boyfriend watches you. I know.
Oh, the one that came.
Yeah.
Y'all was here when they came from out of town. And y'all left, you know what I'm saying, when she came. But yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Remember they on the walk-in? No, remember that y'all left?
They'll come to it, but they be like, hey,
shit,
my boyfriend watches your stuff all the time, so I can't be
on
there.
That just happened.
I'm trying to see what you talk about. Right. Damn.
She really got that full motherfucking.
gargoyles.
Yeah, that just happened. That just happened not too long ago.
You see
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you for the honesty, brother.
Because
you
know sometimes they be flipping. Oh, don't put me on camera. I don't. Damn, because
they like, hey, no. Because he ain't
doing no asking. He's just going to put up the camera.
No, I do ask. I tell him. It ain't no asking. Let's tell him.
Tell him, he tells them with a question mark. It's a statement with a question mark.
It's called, I'm a seller, so it's called a closed question.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put this on camera. We're going to record it for the blog and all that. You know what I'm saying? You cool with that, right? I learned that. I'm a salesman, brother. Y'all crazy.
And I'm a salesman.
I was the number one salesman. I was at MCI. I was a telemarketer. I was the number one.
You selling dick.
Yeah, and now I smoke from selling long distance and selling cop. Ain't that a bitch? What a blessing. Selling long distance taught me how to sell long dick.
Oh, man, listen, man. Here's the thing, man. You gotta have your things, man. Everybody got their thing, man. Everybody, you can't knock him for having his gifts, man.
Yeah,
you
know, everybody got their thing.
His gifts is his gift, man. You know what I'm saying? He likes giving, so, you know.
God is great.
That's
great. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, brother, you give it and you receive, brother.
That's so a fact. I don't mean no harm. But yeah, I get, but on some real shit though, yeah, you got to be cautious of doing that. You know what I'm saying? For all my guys out there, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like sitting there watching other motherfuckers idolizing them and shit like that, you will put your bitch on to something. You know what I'm saying? For real. And that goes from anything from, because at the end of the day, especially you got a bad chick, a good, like, top level bitch, and you know it, like she, a nigga gonna fuck anything. So, like if she bad and she likes liking a nigga liking shit, nigga gonna jaws that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. It's goddamn mad. She's sitting there, putting her on Future, breaking down the bars. Oh, listen, he cold. He the best. Oh, yeah. She started liking this shit. Now, nigga on DM, bitch, what's up? And she typed decent. Nigga, fuck all bitches. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, what's up?
He ain't thinking it's personal.
Right, nigga. Bitch, come playing with me.
He's just trying to feed the beast.
Them niggas ain't playing. They hitting all things.
They just feed the beast.
Right. So, yeah, you come over there playing. You semi-decent. Nigga gonna saute that motherfucker with the big chopper. So, you know what I'm saying? Be cautious how you move with that.
With the standover.
Oh, yeah. With the feet, you know what I'm saying? Head, number triangle. You know what I'm saying? When you go straight down on the face.
Do you shoot, like, hit the chest and then shoot up to the head?
Nah, you go straight head.
Straight head.
Okay. You know I just know you're trying to make a statement, type.
Like I did in the bitch face last night.
Damn.
I couldn't piss, remember? I couldn't piss.
Yeah, that was brutal.
So, I had to do the other liquids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
100% facts.
Well, I appreciate you telling the story because that's pretty crazy, brother.
No, it is crazy. But for real, though, guys, be cautious when you're doing that, sitting there watching and admiring niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Me and Slim talk about it all the time, just on some G shit. Just, hey, man, I ain't be sitting around getting full understanding no nigga around. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Nah, come on, bro. You can't be acting that dumb.
And you got to be on point.
Yeah, you got to understand when it's a time and a place for right. your woman to be around that and then right. catch too much type.
Right.
Because you got to understand it's a really thin line between your mans or somebody you fuck with versus them going a little bit over that blur where it might spark up some interest.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, nigga, if you a smart nigga and you love your girl, you really going to be putting her on game.
For sure.
So still women are acceptable to game. Like you putting, and she going to look at that nigga and she like, okay, I see what you're saying. Like it's going to add up.
Yep.
So nigga, you make one false move, my buddy might got down, all right, I'm going to go over and see. I kind of, you put me on, I understand,
you
see, this nigga.
And then you doing too much worship.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's going to make her be like,
dude, it's called termiting. Y'all all on another nigga wood. Relax.
And then you do that, and then you
relax.
Yeah, for sure. What you think about that, though, Mac?
Nah, I feel it, man. But shit, niggas is wild, man.
Yeah.
Niggas is wild, bro. They can sit there giving, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be cautious, yeah. Can't give nigga too much glory.
Niggas too much glory.
Give him a little bit, weird, you know what I'm saying?
But have you ever experienced or seen that happen with a woman that just in general?
With somebody with her. With who?
No, I said, have you ever just witnessed or seen that? You know a lot of people. You know a lot of famous people.
For sure.
Have you ever seen that? Like how we, like Three's my nigga, yo nigga, right? And we hearing this story. Have you
all
ever been
time,
around?
Bro.
There you go. Have you ever all been around time. Other than niggas and these, them sure. knocking down niggas' bitches?
For sure. For
crazy,
sure.
right?
For sure.
No, that's wild, man. So y'all got to move cautiously, man.
You got to. And we giving y'all game. This real nigga game. Like,
for sure.
We having fun and all that, but really, like, I'm fucking up some of my plays by giving y'all this real game. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Shit. There's some good pieces when they come, because they getting full worshipery. So when they come, right. they understand
the God.
So they bowing down to the foot. So nigga, big Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones, understanding with the heart out.
And I say, so you got to think, like, what is it, the things? Like, you got to design yourself to where you're the epitome of the top of the mook man to your woman, to where that's not happening. And that's
top of the mook.
Yeah, you make it seamless with yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't make it appear as if anybody's more superior than you.
Hell no. Definitely don't do that.
And you give that understanding. You know what I'm saying? And if you understand it and you leading right, that ain't going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So you got to be that way. And the only way you can do that is by, hey, man, you got to perfect your craft with yourself. You
and know then what I saying? Say, and then at the same time, you just got to know if a nigga is
one of the ones.
Keep them off your motherfucking bitch radar. You know what I'm saying? 100%. You got to know what your level of war is, nigga. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas are archery. Some niggas are niggas that run in the catapult and fling the shit. Yep. Some niggas behind the wall throwing the firebombs. Yep. And there's some nigga out there with that axe, nigga, that's knocking everything down.
Can't be fucked with,
nigga. The bitch, 100 wars.
Certified
nigga,
stepper.
Yeah, big Achilles, nigga, wore it all. And you on the nigga archery, nigga. Don't come down here with me, nigga. So
let's add one to the mix, though, right? If you a certified stepper, right? And you got to think about it. So whether it's your girl, it's your wife, it's whatever. If you certify stepping and you come and do it and you lay in full understanding, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand what kind of world you opening your girl up to. So if you opening your girl up to that, though, you see what I'm saying? And then she see what you got.
Yep.
And then like you and then you worshiping over here. And then now they didn't you didn't open them up. You didn't flip them out and turn them inside out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So sometimes it could be a complete great thing that you didn't did that and you got them attributes. But then it could be a bad thing because once a good girl gone bad, she done gone forever.
That's a fact.
So it could be that too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then once if they do go and they do choose, you got to let them fly. Don't be trying to hold on to them if you see the symptoms and they showing you they certified goers.
The jig is
up. You got to let them fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The jig is up.
I know so many niggas. Listen, you be so in love with the thought of this girl or how she's looking or whatever's going on with the textures. You'll sit there and try to cuff and then you know she's curious. You know she got the bug. You
the
know
jig
she,
is up.
You know she want to be out there and be the testing everything because you didn't flip her inside out.
Let that shit go.
The jig
you
is
got
up.
To let it go.
You got to let it go.
Because you're going to be a double loser. You know what I'm saying? Because then that, you don't think the world going to know. You're going to look like a fool. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go with the one that you didn't put on and then flip that inside out and they only want you.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? But then you can't be over there doing too much with another nigga and worshiping because then you'll be like, well, shit, what's going on over this way?
Damn right.
That's some weirdo shit. That is weirdo. You know what I'm saying? It's pure.
For sure.
Yeah, you got to move right.
But my line, no, Mac?
No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're coming in with some understanding, you're going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? But you might be doing too damn much extracurricular shit with other niggas. And then
that's weird.
Yeah, you open to too much openness. You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. And then you the more gates you leave open, the more motherfuckers going to walk through, man.
Fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. So if you ain't solidified your foundation in like concrete with the asphalt, with the goddamn epoxy on that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Before that epoxy dry, man, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you move accordingly.
Yeah. Because
your ass might be stuck in that motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? And then while you stuck, she going to walk on the dry shit into another nigga.
Yeah.
She gonna drive you stuck. She gonna walk right out the motherfucking door. Come here, right into my motherfucking arm.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting on her.
Yeah, y'all. Shit, damn.
I'm waiting on her.
The God.
I'm waiting on her.
Yeah.
And I don't kiss and tell, brother. I don't ever say that. I did fuck
well, it
up.
It sound like you just
right
been telling.
Let me relax. Let me bring it back.
So I
come on,
don't kiss. Nigga been telling the whole time, brother. It's been an hour. You been telling.
Relax.
Over 50 minutes straight, you tell it, brother.
The jig is up.
The jig is definitely up.
The jig is up.
Oh, shit.
So if you don't want your business out there, hey, women, don't go out. No,
what's up, Slim?
What you trying to say, nigga?
Bam!
Women, you want to go ahead and fuck a nigga that ain't going to talk? Don't you fuck with
me. Bam!
You going to tell everybody. You got a podcast and shit, you do.
I am for sure.
The jig is up.
Oh, so what would you say, right?
Right.
To men that's like watching you, right? And let's say they've been doing that with their woman. It's too late. But they want to add the attributes to themselves. How would you recommend them going about doing that?
The jig is up.
It's too late, man. It's too over late, with.
Maybe they trying to design themselves, brother. Shit.
It's over with.
It's
man.
Over?
It's over.
You once think that, it's over, back?
Once
over.
That propaganda laid, brother, it can't be us.
Maybe they might try to start laying the wood a little bit more sturdy now that they know. They hearing us talk and they hearing about the position.
But so you think they're going to abruptly stop talking about a person or stop showing them shit abruptly? Now they're going to be intrigued, backdoor and sneaky looking at it.
See?
And you definitely can't hate on a nigga because you start hating on a nigga, they're going to like a nigga even more.
That is true.
So once that foundation is laid, that a motherfucker found that epoxy is dry. It's over with.
Once they already type,
it's laid.
Secretly fantasizing.
It's over.
It's curtains.
For sure.
The jig is up.
Damn, you don't think there's nothing else they can do, Mac?
It's over.
It's over, huh?
It is, though.
Damn.
Because any false move with you, they're going to go right to that.
So what would you say to the men out there where it's happening with them? What would you say the symptoms are? So that way they can see and then let the girl fly. So they don't got to get hurt. You can save them from getting their heart broken.
Man, you fucking up my goddamn souffle, man. God damn.
You got to re-save it, brother. You already did inflicted enough damage, brother.
Fucking up my kill.
You did inflicted enough now, brother. Shit, enough is enough.
Help the people. All right, let me help the people.
The jig is up.
This is the cat's out the bag, brother.
God damn, okay.
Help them out.
So what's the question again?
How do you let them witness? Because for the ones where it's already too late and the jig already up,
yeah.
How do you give them the symptoms? Like where they might, let's say if they was hating on you and then now she intrigued, or they ain't hating and then they worship and then this type of treat. They might want
to. So you said it's already too far gone. And then
they ain't got enough brain power to see that they girls secretly fantasizing. So right. what would you tell them to look for in their symptoms?
This is
what
I tell them
to let them fly.
If a guy out there and you went through that and you didn't give him so much propaganda and it's late, you could tell that she already straying away. Just email me at ballernuts. Send me her pictures. Send me some movies. Send me some good videos of her. And I will take care of it. I'll fly her out. I'll take it. You know
what I'm saying? You'll test the water?
Yeah, I see. You know what I'm saying? We're going to feel that fantasy. No, ballernuts@yahoo.com. You can DM me on Instagram. Mr. Organic, one word.
I ain't playing. You keep promoing.
The jig is up.
So let me just go ahead and bless her. You know what I'm saying? Just have a good time.
Yeah,
but if you want to beat that curve, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You got to move accordingly.
I think they're going to try to beat the curve.
Okay, right? So before you get there, so this is what you do, man. Just don't keep showing everything. You know what I'm saying? If you think a nigga cool, just put her on a little bit. Oh, this nigga, I fuck with him. Give me good motivation and jump off it and watch it on your own. Watch it on your own.
Right.
By yourself.
100%.
On your phone while you're shitting or something. You know what I'm saying? In the bathroom. Or, you know what I'm saying, you're driving or something, dolo. Just watch the shit, enjoy the shit on your own, get your game.
Get your
inspiration, get your laughter, and all that.
Right.
Damn, man.
The jig is up.
He didn't want to get that info.
Didn't, man.
Yeah.
Email me at ballin'.
if it is.
The jig is up.
Yeah.
ballin'@yahoo.com. Send me a picture, description, favorite position.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Preferably.
Preferably.
Yeah.
She have a nice keister on her.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? No wigs allowed.
The jig is up.
No wigs allowed. Damn, boy. What you feel about that, Mac?
I don't fuck with no wigs either, man.
Straight up. Talk to her, Mac. Nigga, Mac, get that shit. That shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we ain't rocking with that. If you got a wig on, bitch, your hair got to be looking like the wig.
Right.
It got to be 75% close. Okay. At least.
So if they got something in there, as soon as they pull it out, it got to look the same. Same or similar?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It can't be a Jurassic
or better,
change.
Yeah. It got to be like you just wanted to wear this. Yeah, it can't be like it's a problem or you really trying to, I'm trying to let my hair grow back. Bitch, now over here.
All right.
You're not going to let it grow back with me, bitch. Come back when it grow back. What the fuck is she talking about? Come back when it grow back. Bitch. Had to put the bitch on it. Come back.
Hey.
When it grow back.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Bitch.
With the emphasis on the ear. With the hand down like this.
The jig is up. Don't get it fucked up or miss the scrutiny. Come on, champ.
No,
shit.
For real, man. I'm not going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hilarious.
Yeah, like, because that's just a no-brainer. I can't do that because you can fool me. Yeah. You can't fool me with makeup. Nigga, I know you had to wash it off. Now, let me look at your face. Turn the lights on. Okay, bitch, it's decent.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The wig can get you.
The wig can get me.
The wig get you.
Because I've been got before. This is pussing her, brother. I done told y'all motherfuckers.
Traumatized.
This shit pussing her. This shit pussing her. Hurt my damn feelings. I don't like my feelings hurt now.
You hear me? I can't believe this shit.
Bitch, you done tricked me, you bald head Scotty Wag, you deep motherfucking armpit head bitch.
Not armpit.
You know what I'm saying? You fucking armpit hair.
Fuzzy head.
You back of the knee head bitch. Why you do that to me? So I just have to circle back to it. But I don't, like I said, if your hair look good and you fine with that motherfucker off, I don't wear a wig. I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
I'm just on the point of view, you know what I'm saying? Your shit don't look like that.
Yeah.
Underneath there. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But wearing a wig, I don't give a fuck. Some bitches mad at me. Oh, you talking about wearing a wig? Bitch, I don't. Shut the fuck up for one. Fuck you. Bitch, who you talking to? Say what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about you bald head motherfucking goddamn, you know what I mean? Critter head bitches. Oh. You understand me? Critters too head ass. Y'all remember that movie? Look, Google Critters. Pull up a critter. You know what I'm saying? Fareed, give me a picture of a critter.
Give me a picture of a critter, he said.
Remember that movie? Critter looking ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to accept it. And I shouldn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's all, man. I don't all women.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Let's go for white hoe, black hoe, Mexican. You know what I'm saying? Indonesian. All of them wear that shit. So make sure your shit looking right. You hear me?
Damn.
I'm going to keep it purified on them.
Shit. Yeah.
But all you niggas out there, man, watch how y'all worship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If y'all on some termite shit, all on another nigga wood, just move accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Because that do be happening too. And then here's the thing too. Right?
I'm type mad I even brought that up because that's fucking up my. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay, bro. It's all right. You still going to get it.
But I'm blessing my people, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You bless your people and then you.
Look, Critters. God damn it. Come on now. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
now,
man.
Bring the critters. Get the one where they all hold up right
shit.
There.
Bitch, look like Critters. Come on now. Bitch, look like Critters. I need that. God damn. Critter head ass bitch.
Hey, y'all, Bree. Click the little Critters.
Now, you just can't tell me they ain't looking like that.
No, no, down, Bree. All the way down. Right to the left.
I should love that book with the brush when he brushing the head. I should love that book too. That's what I was talking about when we was kids to watch the book. Mercer Mayer, that needs to write some good books,
boy.
Yeah, when the sidewalk in and all that.
That's fucking
but yeah, I should like that book, but that's a critter. Nigga,
damn,
that's what I'm saying.
Shit.
You see what I mean now?
Damn.
Oh yeah.
Bro, you made me totally forget what the fuck I was about to say, bro.
For real, bro.
But no, so now that we got that,
see, look at it.
Damn, they keep going far with
shit.
They keep getting worse and worse the more pictures that pull up, man.
That's how they be looking at.
Damn!
The business looking like that.
Nigga.
Oh man, they got
full bamboozlement, huh?
They got to chill out.
Damn, that's OD. Why they got that one right there? That's just OD.
That's
bro.
A good movie though. They got to bring Critters back. You know
that was a good movie.
They bred like four of them hoes, man.
Yeah, but what I was saying though is, no matter what, brother, you go get what you gonna get, and whatever is. Listen, here's the thing, and this is what I want all men out there to know right now. Right, if you're sitting there worried about. Is it your woman that's choosing? Then it probably is.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there thinking about it.
If you got to think about it, bro.
Yeah, if you got to think about it.
Come on, man.
The jig is up, man.
It's up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the jig is up.
You shouldn't have to think about that shit.
Hey,
man.
If you're thinking about it, she's definitely.
One of the ones.
100%.
If that even crossed your mind, bro. That shit.
The jig is up.
But you got to be careful, though, right?
That's
and I'm going to tell you what you got to be careful of.
If that
is what you're thinking and you're asking yourself that.
It's
it could
over.
Be one or two things.
It's over.
No, it could be over. 100%. It could either be over because it's your own insecurities that you're tackling. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you looking at three like that. Relax and pause, right?
Oh, shit.
But the thing is, though, it could
come
be.
Come on, champ.
No, I'm saying where they, or if they worship you too much, it could be their own insecurities and shit that's attacking them. You know, I'm going to get psychiatrists on them.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Break it down.
So if it's your insecurities eating at you, because your girl might not even be going, it might just be the nigga in your brain. If nigga,
plenty of bitches done got their ass whooped doing that, though. I ain't going to lie. I swear to God.
For sure.
Like, that then watch me or say my name when they fucking with a nigga or something. Swear to God, in my life, there been a lot of niggas.
Say your name while they fucking
you.
Where'd
happen.
You get that one from, brother? You just pull that one out
of the hat. I call my nigga Bill right now. He'll tell you. Like, that happened a couple times.
It happened
to
him?
A chick he was messing with after me. You know what I'm saying?
And then said your name.
With her boy, or like her man after me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So what it was, I had a bitch. I had a threesome with two of friends. So I stopped. He fucked one of the friends.
Uh-huh.
The one that he didn't fuck got beat up.
Uh-huh.
By her boyfriend, because fucking him said my name. You see what I'm saying?
Are y'all names similar?
Come on, man.
The God.
Nobody sound like the.
Damn!
You might be Jarvis, he might be Jamal. Maybe
nah,
got a little
man.
Mixed up.
Name it close, brother.
Gargoyle.
But he was, you know what I'm saying? Of course, as we know, he was offended. He was offended.
Damn!
Because this even before the YouTube, I was already motherfucking.
One of the ones.
You know what I mean? Right. So, nigga was talking about, he was already know who I was, so he heard that, he went crazy.
Right.
It just something about when a bitch find out, a nigga find out when they was fucking with the three of them, it's just something, I just can't, now they can't fuck with me.
Oh, no,
in no form, physically, you. Mentally, monetarily, whatever.
Or it
whatever.
Might be dangerous too, brother, seeing that you know what I'm saying? It could be.
Bad. So, but yeah, though, so that's what I'm saying, like.
You don't want to double dip after this, nigga.
That's true. That's true.
Damn.
Watch out, nigga.
No. Big white man.
You know what I'm saying? Be cautious. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro. So yeah, it's
niggas sticking toes and shit in the mouth of his shit.
Man,
come on,
man.
You already kissing on these flakes. He kissing on the bitch getting flakes and chips from the corns and type.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The organic corns. And
yeah, you gotta think about that.
Damn. Big Caucasian man.
So what I'm saying is back to what I'm saying though. So if you gotta ask yourself that. You either asking yourself one because she is definitely
one of the ones
that we're talking about that's got that goer in her, or two. You're just really insecure, and your bitch ain't thinking nothing about this nigga.
Right.
And it's
true.
More you and your worship to him. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
For sure. So you got to be careful of the lines that's going on in your head. It's a very thin
Either
line.
Either one, you fuck.
Either one.
Because you already, insecure and all that, man.
The jig is up.
It's over.
Either one is over.
So either one is over. So you got to restart.
It's over.
You first got to recalibrate. Control, alt, delete.
Yeah, start over.
Reprogram some shit. Yeah,
go find
yeah.
you a good Liberian bitch or something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You got to get a whole new motor.
You got to find a bitch that works at Starbucks or something. You know what I'm saying? Like a real coffee drinker. Yeah.
But the thing is, though, hey, brother, it doesn't matter what kind of woman your woman is. If she got the bug, she got the bug. If that's what she is, and that's what she is. You know what I'm saying?
There's and that
you
happens,
can't change
man.
The stripes on a tiger.
And yeah, know, and if that know. Happens, contact me at ballinnothingnuts@yahoo.com. DM me on Instagram, Mr. Organic, one word. You hear me?
Oh,
you hear me, man? I check y'all motherfucking emails. All DMs. I do read them.
Yeah. He's not playing. He's trying to reinforce because you got to understand he exposed himself early and gave up his secret weapons. Yeah. So now he's got to double down with the propaganda.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
So don't think he's strategic with it now.
You know I gotta save
he don't want to discourage.
I got to save my watering hole.
He don't
want
to discourage any oncomers.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck up.
Black man.
He wants to let you know that he'll be you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, more than likely, give it a good amount of time. He ain't going to care about it no more. Then he'll expose her business.
Yeah, later on down the line.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
You get exposed.
Break up their whole house. They've been married 20 years, got 6 kids. They all big almost out the house.
You know? Somebody going to die one day. Y'all better stop this
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Y'all better relax.
Relax. Anyway,
well, here it goes, man. That's episode 32, man.
Episode 32.
That was a
through.
Legendary way to tie up the bow tie,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, y'all niggas is crazy, man.
Yeah,
God,
for sure.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to go down that road, but I had to. You know what I'm saying?
It's
for my people.
You had to tie up this episode like you said you tied up her sundress, man.
Yeah, I tied up above her head, too.
You got tight tight, too. So we got tight.
She had no panties on either, boy.
Oh, shit.
Y'all niggas married, so I know.
Shout out to my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Shout out to my wife, Jen.
What up? What up?
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Hey, listen. But all this being said, right, because everybody that's watching this right now, this is how we're going to end this, right? Everybody that's out there watching, you all a different age. Some grown-ass men, some married, and it's pure entertainment. Then there's some that's 16, 17 in their adolescent years, teenage years, about to be hit 18 and want to go loose and get free from the house and be able to go rambunctious raw of them, three of them all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Until, hey, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, but don't do that. But like, don't go to the dark side. Once you go there, it's going to be hard to come back,
it's
brother.
Yeah, the jig is up.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get it fucked up. Or Mr. Screw.
Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? But then for the people that's in their 20s and 30s and different things, y'all all are getting this from different lens. Some people are hearing it and they're like, man, that's what I'm on right now. And then there's some saying, man, there's some that's out there like Mac, me, DC, Fareed, or different other people out there that's in a whole totally different life now. But they've been there before, maybe not to the extreme of like this dude.
Three of them.
You see what I'm saying?
But no niggas been in the stream for no goddamn preacher, man.
There's only one.
Damn.
Nah.
The jig is up.
No goddamn bitch. I'm not the motherfucker. That movie over there by myself. I like you motherfucker. They never got damn bitch.
So they hear that.
And don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
In that stage, they like, they hear that and say, you know what? It's a good thing. Evolution's a wonderful motherfucking
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it is, brother.
Oh, yeah, the evolution.
It is. Evolution is beautiful.
Yeah, it's all the regular human, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
Damn. So, everybody's here is a different lens. But to the ones that are in that field, where three is at now, you in that minefield, or you about to go into that minefield, understand how to brace for impact. Understand how to smell the mines. And that's the game that we're giving you, right?
Right.
All this shit is funny, but in order to avoid the mines and the blow-ups, and we're referring to straight women.
Really
women are
this.
The mines,
yeah, no
right?
Ever talked about
nobody
this.
Ever talked about this, right? Nope. If you ain't had no
this
good mentor or a sturdy nigga to really
top level shit.
Lead you through these minefields of these women, these are the things you must look for, right?
Yeah.
And if you got it or they're around them women, I don't give a fuck if you like her, love her, whatever. If she's got that in her, let her fly.
Hurry up.
The jig is up.
No hurry, matter, hurry I don't up, care how much you love her, let her go.
Hurry up.
You
come
see
on,
what I'm
champ.
So if you're feeling that or right. you're thinking that or you even got to think about that a little bit, she's probably definitely
one of the ones.
So know how to navigate through the mind, Phil. What you got to say to him, Mac? What advice would you give him about the same thing I just said? What would you add to that for them?
It's over.
No. You got to be a little optimistic for him, though, Mac. You got, what about, okay, their woman ain't on that yet, right? But they, like they're going through, they're young, and they trying to go through it, right? And they trying to be a young baby three of them. Because everybody can't be three of them, right?
Yeah. Damn.
So what advice would you give to them?
To the youngster that's trying to be like three of them?
They're just trying to be like him, or is in the field of thinking that he's kind of like him, but he know he really ain't, but he want to be. What advice would you give him?
Strap up, brother. Don't follow three of them.
You know, he's shooting up the club.
I don't shoot up the club like that now.
I mean, I ain't got
no kids. I'm definitely got down.
Okay, but you said
I'm shooting blanks.
You got the clip?
Yeah, I'm shooting blanks. Okay. I'm in that motherfucker.
He got the vasectomy tape.
Yeah. He got the vasectomy tape.
Allegedly.
Nah, man.
We need
real.
That allegedly button.
Yeah. yeah, for sure. We definitely need that.
But yeah, I wouldn't advise that for everybody.
Nah, but if you're trying to be like three, you trying to be out here, you know, I mean, if that's what you want, man.
Because you and Evolve, man. How old are you right now, brother?
39. The jig is up.
39?
Yeah.
So 39, brother. Well, you weren't always married and with kids.
Nah, I was wild. I used to be wild, like three of them.
Yeah, see, come on,
I wasn't like that wild, but goddamn. I was a little more cautious, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord!
But, I mean, you young, man. You know, life, man. You don't live and learn, man. You have fun, man, but still protect yourself, man, and stay safe, man.
Yeah,
stay
just don't be going raw all the time.
Definitely don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? But what would you say to the ones on how to navigate through the women? Like, let's say they ain't had no big homie like you, or let's say they ain't had nobody to navigate through them, or none, or you just weren't naturally just in you to be like that kind of person.
What they doing? Like what they trying?
Let's just say they're a blank canvas, brother. You got to help them structure it up. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to really move with the women. How do you? You know what I'm saying? How do you tell them to avoid the women that we just talking about, the three ran into, the ones he just taking down left and right?
When you one of them ones, you know, man.
But once if they ain't one of them ones,
then you ain't. It ain't easy. I can't give you that shit, man. You burnt toast, man. If it ain't in you, I can't put it in you.
You know, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
If you one of them lame niggas, that you just lame, bro.
You gotta deal with
There's
your lame.
Some lame niggas you can give some advice to,
bro. You lame, it's over, bro.
You're supposed to give it up.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
If you want to, you know, bro.
But do you think one of them niggas know that he's truly lame?
No, that make it even better.
No, they don't.
Does it make it better?
The God.
So listen up, man. If you're not one of the ones, you're not one of the ones. You're supposed to pay homage to the niggas that is that.
Because the ones who is one of the ones,
you must step to the side.
You know. You know off the rip. It ain't what's understood that need to be explained.
I'm just trying to help the little young
people. Feed me, Seymour.
Can we think about the you fellas? Come on, shit.
Feed me, Seymour, man. You're supposed to feed the gods, man. But like back in the days, you saw the Predator nigga AVP when niggas on top of the temple.
There's some young ones out there that know.
Yeah,
some of them that know. They savages.
They top level gargoyles.
They top level, but they know.
Gargoyles.
The ones that don't, bro. Watch out.
They never going to get it.
Don't come this way.
Predator and
Prey. Yeah, it's Predator and Prey, man. Shout out to that movie. Go watch Prey. If you ain't no Predator like that, nigga, move out the way.
Move out the way. Go find
you. When you see that nigga in that field, that nigga goddamn, you see that little chunky in the woods? You see that little invisible cloak in the woods, nigga, go hide.
He said, go in the woods and hide.
You know what I'm saying? If you see that, because you see the one of them Predator niggas, you could be a bear. Mm-hmm. You could be a goddamn shark. A fucking motherfucking goddamn lion.
See what he did.
But you see that nigga standing in that motherfucking tree glowing, you could barely see that nigga standing there.
Reflective.
Evacuate the forest.
Yeah,
facts.
Sure.
This is his forest.
Because he said, you see me fighting with the bear, help the bear.
Right.
Help me.
That's exactly what that is.
That's a fact.
You know what Gargoyle.
But that's in the meantime, between trying to know your space, know who you are, and move accordingly, man. Yeah, and grow who you are.
Be at peace with who you are.
Yeah, because everybody
don't
ain't
try
one
to
of
be
them.
Somebody else.
Just be yourself.
Don't try to be three. Don't try to be me. Nigga.
There be people, but there be people that's really lost in the sauce. Who they are and what the potential, the upside that they could be. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, man, they got to figure that shit out.
Facts.
Yeah, man. So, you know, move accordingly, man. The bottom line, the thesis of this, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't be infatuated with a nigga around your bitch, man.
Don't do that.
If you mesmerize, you fuck with a nigga, that's cool, but... You know what I'm saying? Get that game. Use that for yourself. You know, don't put your bitch on too much. What you need to do, tell you the truth, is you take the game and then use a nigga game on her. You know what I'm saying? If you see a nigga you fuck with, boom, get all them good giblets and you run it on her, feed her the greatness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if you get the inspiration, you get the motivation, all that good
but
shit.
But that's not very organic.
I've been there. Come, nigga, everybody can't be goddamn.
One of the ones.
So it's meant to, I'm the seed planter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take the seeds and run. You can't, niggas just can't conjure up the seeds.
All right.
That's come from me. So take these seeds.
As long as you don't know where the originator or the seed maker.
Because you do that.
The God.
It's over with.
Choose.
You do that, it's over with.
Yeah.
The jig is up.
All the way up.
You know what I'm saying? Try your best to keep it to yourself. You hear me?
Yeah.
But if it's already too far gone, and you already gave her too much understanding.
You got to go.
It's an email called It's BallerNothingElse at yahoo.com. Hit that email.
And guess what else y'all can do with
DM
that email?
DM me on Instagram.
Y'all can also send, if you got any proposals or business or proposals or anything else like that,
send
them over there, man. You know what I'm saying? The three of them do see everything, so make sure you hit the DMs as well.
So episode 32, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with the campaign. Hope y'all had a great time. Because
that was most definitely
legendary.
We didn't play with y'all, man. We gave you some real, like I said, man, that's real. real story. And on top of that, man, I'm fucking up my hunting pool, man. But it's cool. I'm blessing. I'm feeding my people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Pay it forward, brother.
God damn it.
For all the bodies, man. You gotta find a way to get some redemption. Back, yeah, you gotta get some redemption.
Yeah.
Can't just the take it all up. In, brother. Shit. Being greedy.
Tight.
Hey, episode 32, man. Anything you want to tell him, Mac?
Tap in with Jackson Properties, man.
For sure, do that.
All platforms. We can probably put the link in the description. And go subscribe to the Jacksons.
Yeah, so. For sure. And then we got some more stories with Mac Maine and some of them LA storytellers. Because we're supposed to do that today.
Yeah, we got
and then we got
time.
Lost we'll in the track.
We'll get to it.
I'm saying, yeah, we'll get to it, man.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
We got family.
Mac Big Regular, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all enjoyed this, man. Give it a 5-star if you're on Spotify. Subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips. Follow Top of the Mook on Instagram, Top of the Mook on TikTok. And then make sure you follow Top of the Mook Podcast as well. If you ain't on YouTube already, subscribe. Hit the thumbs up. Watch every video from beginning to end. And make sure y'all get into the business inquiries with us. If you got any business where you want to do business with us, man. That's it. Episode 32. See y'all on episode 33.
Black man.
White man.
Top of the Mook. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it.